really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Bill Raggio and Caleb Weiss of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy is about Black Hawk Down. You recall the hit movie in 2001 at the time we were dealing with the attack on New York and Washington. Questions raised at the time, was Al-Qaeda involved in the ambush of U.S. forces in Mogadishu in 1993? The answer at the time, and continuing in many circles, is no. That's presumptive. There's no evidence. That's usually what you hear, no evidence. I asked Bill and Caleb to comment on this because recently Caleb has been writing extensively of Al-Shabaab, which is an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia. And Al-Shabaab has issued a video, an hour-long video, and in the video, one more time, Al-Shabaab makes the link between Al-Qaeda and the events of 1993 and the events of 2001 and the events of 2023, 30 years later. An answer, was Al-Qaeda present in Mogadishu? Did Al-Qaeda participate in the training of those who launched the ambush? Was Al-Qaeda making war on the United States? Remember, the World Trade Center bombing was in February of that year, and then this attack in October. The answers are decidedly, it looks that way. And yet, there is reluctance, resistance in official circles, not elected officials, civil servants, intelligence services, reluctance to come forward and say, we misled, or we didn't see it, or we understand that you need clarity. Here's Bill Raggio.
Caleb nailed it, of course. I figured he would. He mentioned our colleague and friend Tom Jocelyn's excellent term, disconnecting the dots. This is used by policymakers who want to disengage from various reasons and to admit that there is a 30-year problem in Somalia that's continuing to this day. You know, if you accept that, then you have to accept that we need to remain engaged, or at least in some way, shape, or form, supporting the Somali government if our policy is to oppose the rise of Al-Qaeda. Unfortunately, within a lot of policy structures, and look, how we support the Somali government in its fight against Al-Qaeda, those are certainly things to debate, but we should never deny, Al-Qaeda's historical relationship with Shabaab and its predecessor and its current relationship to this day and its current involvement in Somalia. But unfortunately, what I've witnessed in my almost 20 years in dealing in Washington is that policy, and in the case of many disengaging from what used to be known as the War on Terror, what we call the Long War, that is the primary policy goal. So you manipulate the facts in order to achieve that policy outcome. If you want to disengage from Somalia, you have to pretend that Shabaab, that Al-Qaeda, isn't really as big of a problem as people have made out to be.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.